All right, so this workshop requires everyone to stand up if they can.
What's the workshop?
If you're sitting down, to stand up is a really important part of it.
Doing yoga.
Also, anyone wants to build a fire, there's people snuggling up against that ship, but there's people on the back rows that aren't feeling it. So if you want to add to that, that'd be great. Okay. So preferably you're going to stare someone in the eye.
Find a partner. Anybody, look them deeply in the eyes.
You're also going to have to look at us once in a while.
It doesn't matter. Find someone, look them in the eyes.
And you can squat down a little and put your butt out. We're teaching you in the dance room. Scrape the bowl.
What are you doing? What are you
doing? We're going to scrape the bowl.
Oh, how the sun will shine on the ashes of the city. And
the birds are tweet so sweet as they eat the flies and maggots off the bodies of the rich hanging from their ties in the town square. What a breath of fresh air when all is out of all our factories, we're quiet for the brand new trees. Snake will shed his worn out skin and little Mother Earth back in. How the kids will pray in the forest and forgotten flame, and we'll all jam right beside the fire every night. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day. The revolution is on its way. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, and the sun will shine on the ashes of the city, and the birds will tweet so sweet as they eat the flies and maggots off the bodies of the rich hanging from their ties in the town square. Oh, what a breath of fresh air when all the sound of all the factories back in. How the kids will play in the forest and forgot to play, and we'll all jam right beside the fire every night. Well, that'll be the day.
On a similar vein, let's see.
Oh, I got a little problem. It's caused society. Everybody tell me I'm bad for pride. I should live my life, saying I should settle down and become a wife. We don't need your institutions, binaries and convolutions. Bring it down, bring it down. They bring a hammer, steel, bring a shovel. Smash them city streets in rubble. Property damage ain't violence to me. Compared to the atrocities of industry. Now how's that little boat for money? Skip talking, you but how if you money? Bring it down, bring it down.
The mountain, they always whisper the same.
on it. Throw your body in the cogs and aim at defending it. It's my community, it's my responsibility. I'm up with state hostility, we work with responsibility. Trying to smash the system and plutocracy respectively. Only way we'll ever surmount this mountain is collectively. Rage up, it's a monkey red high in the sky. Acknowledge your fight for life, but you'll die trying.
That's a little more upbeat.
Chaplin wrote this next song for the IWW, but I think it still relates. He also wrote Solidarity Forever. I think this song is a lot better than that one. It's called Sabo Tabby Kitten, and it requires a little bit of audience participation.
Participation?
Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Well then, if you hear me, then when I say meow, you're going to wait a beat. And on the next downbeat, you're going to scream at the top of your lungs, sabotage! So let's practice, like, meow!
Sabotage!
That was just fantastic. That was so good.
Are we ready? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moth, are we...
Okay, great. Here we go.
buys his cream for lonely dinner. Feed milk and make him thinner. Hurry now, one howl meow. If you're down, the boss is floating. Trust me instead of voting. Hurry now, one howl meow.
Sabotage!
All the rats, they hate and fear me. Stop the bark at 3 o'clock. They sell invention near me. Oh, how look now, what how is sabotage?
Sing-along, if you're familiar with Man of War.
Siblings!
The Turtles is Siblings of Metal.
the iron is hot, steel is strongest, so say we all. And if we all were not siblings of metal, would we fall?
No!
They tried to test my spirits, but they tasted steel before we were done, grinding their bones into the dust of the past. They all fall away like a shot from a gun. We cast a lot together. A fuck ton of us stand as one. And we will die together. Cause metal heals my son.
Siblings of metal!
We're fighting for power and steel. Fighting for metal! Metal that's real! Siblings of metal will always be there. Standing together with hands in the air. Let us drink to the power, drink to the sound. Thunder and metal are shaking the ground. Drink to our siblings who are never to fall. We are siblings of metal here in the hall. Our hearts, they are filled with metal and masters. We have none. Fighting for power and steel, fighting for metal, metal that's real. Siblings of metal will always be there, standing together with hands in the air.
Scrub J to the stage. Scrub J. Scrub J?
I'm right here.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Are you playing?
Oh, yeah.
That first?
Yep. We want to finish with that.
Never mind. We're going to do...
Pick it up.
Wait.
Here. You take this.
Is it okay if we... That's what I thought.
Can we do two more? Is that cool?
Yeah!
You're going to need this.
Wait.
Mic.
Can I tell a joke really quick?
Yeah.
What's the official 9/11 theme song? It's Raining Men.
Oh!
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Thank you, siblings. Will we fall?
No!
No!
Unlike the Twin Towers.
Oh! Give it some time.
Give it a minute.
Yeah.
Song's overplayed.
Wagon
wheel.
Face is overplayed.
Wagon wheel,
goddammit,
no.
Okay. We're going to play like a sad, sweet song.
Aww.
And then we'll play...
Another one.
An extremely badass song that everyone will love.
Yeah. And I'm gonna fuck this up. Okay. I'll sing with you for the chorus. And if you need help, I'll come in on the verse. Yeah, that's, can you turn it off, actually?
Sure, okay, alright.
I'll let you play through once and I'll come in.
One, two,
three, two, three.
sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I shall not be late. I'm going to work in tall
Gonna.
Oh, microphone. Okay. Is this okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hold it. I'm not gonna play anything. Oh, I can't. Just kidding, I'm gonna use this microphone. Some of you might have already heard this song, but there were so many requests for it that we're gonna play it again.
So sing along!
This one's for Hour 7.
And Wanda.
And the puppies.
And the puppies.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Thank you.
Darius here with a report back on the Journal Scotch benefit. I'm unfortunately have to report that the Scotch was all sold at $5 a shot and raised $100 for the Journal. Thank you all.
You all heard the one about the blonde environmentalist, right? He was in it for the money.
County Road 233.
Under my feet.
Nothing on this white rock but a little lonely.
I got 2 miles down.
To remember a very close, very important friend of this movement, and I'm really, really excited to hear that there might be some poetry dedicated to this person, and I think that, I know it's a little late in the agenda and things have gotten rowdier and rowdier, and it's a little, you know, things are getting to be that time of the night, but I think it's really, really important that we have this space to remember this really, really special friend to a lot of people here. And so I want to, let's all give Karen our love and respect as she shares with us what she wants to share about this.
If you didn't understand what that meant, that means please shut up so that we can listen to some goddamn poetry.
And I promise I'll end on a more upbeat poem, but we wanted to do this memorial for our dear friend Sean, who is a great activist and the most loyal, wonderful friend you could possibly imagine. Yee-hoo! And he died, what was the date, about October?
December 17th. December 17th.
2012. Okay, so this is a memorial to Sean, and these are some of his friends. This is called The Crossing. The chill won't leave me. I've gone from shaking to numb, as you must have gone in the icy power of the river sweeping you away when you tried to cross to solid ground. How could the river have taken you, so young, so sweet, when so many years ago I managed to grab an overhanging limb when being swept away by the Snoqualmie, managed to haul myself out of the cold water and survive? Why me and not you? When we used to contradance together, you were as insubstantial as a feather, yet to your friends you were monumental as the most solid rock spire we all clung to you, like that huge rock face at the Montana Rendezvous, with an inviting ledge up high where we all stood together as a joyous community. It's unthinkable that you are not among us with your warm humor, playfulness, your hugs and snuggling, your unquestioning commitment to protecting the wild, from the top of a threatened tree to holding down a forest camp. In affairs of the heart, I consoled you and you consoled me. Why didn't I come see you that last night of camaraderie with your friends, that last dance before you returned to the rain-swollen torrent to cross alone to your lonely home? We were worried about you living all alone and isolated there. I was nervous about that crossing when I came to visit you. The perilous peak, slippery footbridge, the stout boat pulled along a rope. Did the rope snap, the boat capsize, or did you fall as you were leaning out? I only wish I was there for you, pulling you to safety as you so often did for me, for your friends. What were you thinking as the current overpowered you? Can you feel our thoughts now? I don't know what to do without you. You always said to me, love you, Karen. Love you, Sean. Okay, we're going to bring this energy up on Sean's behalf here.
Yeah. Several years ago, at the 2008 Rondi in Ohio, and organizers asked me to do the chants for the evening, or for the action. And, I couldn't think of anything. And Sean came up to me, and he came up with the most perfect thing that showed the corporations that we were not afraid, and that, you know what? They can't fuck with us. So, this is the chant I want you to say with me. It goes like this. Hoo-ha! Goddamn! We will stop your evil plan. 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 Hoo-ha! Goddamn! We will stop your evil plan.
Okay, I'm just going to do two more, and I'm going to bring it back up. Okay, this is written for the Rendezvous. What year was that? 1993 or so. It's Zilnacion, which is the Apache name for Big Seated Mountain. And this Rendezvous, we were working in solidarity with the Apache people to save a Sky Island reservoir of ecological diversity in Arizona at the top of a mountain that was sacred to them and also had an endangered red squirrel, just to set this in context. And we did a run relay with sacred objects with the native people. So this is Zilnacion. White clouds racing across deep blue, fast, steady as the light footsteps of the Apache runners, concentrating with each step all energy into the earth to heal her wounds, vowing protection, asking guidance, spirit giving back to the source of all beings, earth returning strength up through runner's legs, so sweat drops unnoticed in the long climb, Sacred earth objects giving strength through runner's hands, grasping rock and feathers, resistance and flexibility, the earth power felt by all exchanged in smiles. Scattered throughout the Sky Island forest, red squirrel leaps, gathers, nestles, and chatters, living ancient natural life, their dance of joy and death. As the cold metal helicopters whir louder and louder, National Guard with infrared sensors buzzing the squirrels' defenders, the mountain's defenders, as we slam dance the caribou polka. Threaten their monopolies with our poems and songs. Our hugs and unity and purpose spread across the meadow like wildflowers. Oppression nothing new to the Apache people, no longer new to us, born silently by the great spinning cycles of life. Last night, our tree climbers were tracked and stopped, but there are more of us, more life in us, and we have time. Time and blood pulsing warm through our hearts. We don't just come together to passively watch a movie, to read the news digested for us. We come to dance beyond our shattered cultures, to reshape our tattered lives by living for more than ourselves, by breathing for the squirrel, by running for the first people, by climbing the mountain to protect her until glass flies in shards from the passive observatories, mimicking a deranged spectator society. The glass flies glinting in the hot sun, reflecting our elders, the trees, the animals, the sky, the people who grasp real life. The concrete crumbles back into dirt. The metal bars erode slowly back to rock from our prayers, our steps, and our hammers. Okay, I have one more lighter one and then I'm done. This I wrote, I went to Tanzania for 3 weeks, not this winter, but the last winter, and the wildlife was simply amazing. So this is called Giraffe Dreams. I got to see a lot of giraffes close up in the wild. Giraffe dreams. I could be attracted to a giraffe, sex notwithstanding. How could I fail to be drawn to those huge, liquid, dark eyes with thick, demure eyelashes? That calm, gliding elegance of movement, looking over the trees. The bright orange brand spot patterns, as individual as a fingerprint, the gently tufted horns, the jaunty, stiff, orangey mane, and then the slender, long legs belying a powerful kick, the long, sinuous neck for wrapping around each other in snake-like hugs, the sloping back, over all too soon, that I'd love to caress, the swishy tail designed to delight the eye. Oh, giraffes, that I could touch you without causing harm, that I could trace the abstract pattern of your spots with my fingers, dream your wild dreams among the acacia trees, at home with the zebras, the brawny Cape buffalo, the lithe impalas, the little Thompson gazelles, at one even with your predators, the powerful tawny lions that risk their lives to take you down. Thank you. Yeah.
Let's give it up for Karen Coulter. That was pretty cool. Next we have Wildcat.
How y'all doing? So, I hope y'all are really excited tonight. I'm really stage fright, obviously. But I have this song for you. I think that you should probably get the symbolism behind it. Well, you wonder why I'm always dressed in black, why I never have bright colors on my back. Oh, wait. And why does my appearance... I'm shy. But you wonder why I'm always dressed in black, why I never have bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? For there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black and the poor and beaten down. For those living on the hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who's unpaid for his crime, but he's there because he's a victim of the time. And I wear it for those who've never read or listened to the words Kropotkin said about the road to happiness through mutual aid and anarchy. Well, you think he's talking straight to you and me. And we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose. With a streak of lightning, cars and fancy clothes. Oops, God, I'm really fucking up. But just to remind us of the ones that are hugged back, up front there ought to be a person in black. Alright, sorry. And I wear it for the sick and lonely road. For those shoes that trip left them cold. And I wear it for those whose lives could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. And I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. And some things will never be that I know. And things to me are changing everywhere we go. But until we make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. I love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'm gonna carry a little darkness on my back, so I tell things about you, I'm the person in black. I tell things about you, I'm the person in black.